Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. We're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Wednesday, March 10th, 2021. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fantastic, thank you. And how about yourself?
I'm doing well. As a matter of fact, I've just got about 45 minutes in between programs. I was sat on the front and on the back deck in the sunshine. It's about 72 degrees. It's perfect right here today.
It really is perfect. Very beautiful day here on the Eastern Shore also, but had to stay inside today and work, so.
Well, somebody's going to make all the money.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're supposed to, there's actually a report of a possibility of snow next Tuesday.
Here,
where I am.
Yeah, well, it's not over yet. This is only March. Well,
snow.
I want to share this in.
I'm sorry, that was, we're supposed to get it on Monday.
Monday.
Our high is 37.
Wow.
Mm,
well, along
bummer.
The same lines, Denver could get one of the biggest snowstorms since 1885.
Yeah.
On this Wednesday, they get 2 to 3 feet of snow. It's
wow.
Been like spring like up there, too. But, you know, it's only March. Anything can happen in March. You know that.
Anything can happen. I think I'm looking at Berlin, Maryland, and not Berlin, Germany. No, it is. It is. So even though they predict it, we might not get it. But anyway, enough weather talk. Let's go ahead and talk about some gold talk. And had another nice day for gold today. Gold prices are up 9-10 in the New York spot price aftermarket. And 1726. Silver is up 25 cents. $26.28. Platinum was up $31 at $1,206. And palladium was up 5 at $2,371. The USDX today was down 0.19 at 91.80. Crude oil was up 77 cents at 64.78. And the paper markets today, you have, you know, the Dow, I mean, they did pass the stimulus bill. It is heading to Biden's office for a signature, and it pumped the Dow up 464 points at 32,297. The NASDAQ, though, was down 5 points at 13,068. The S&P was up 23 at 3,898. 10-year yield, 1.52%. That came down a little bit. European markets, really nothing much to talk about there. And so paper markets continue to climb, except the NASDAQ. And they passed the stimulus bill, and it's going to President Biden. You know, Butch, I saw, and I get what these pictures can do to people. I mean, they can show you in a movement to where you look totally out of this world, you know, that they can slow down the frames, that can make you think that you're doing something. I get all the stuff that they can do with the technology and screens and so forth. But I'll tell you what, Biden was at a shopping mall, I believe it was, yesterday. And they asked him a question. Now, it could have been slowed down into where the reaction. But I'll tell you what, he just didn't look all there at all.
No, that's happened before.
And it's not
before,
the first
yes.
time.
No, it's not.
And,
not even.
You can see the senility. I mean, it was, but we
it's
all
dementia.
Know this.
It's dementia. It's got the onslaught of dementia.
Well, I don't know what it is. Dementia, senility, I don't know. It's one of them. It's old age. But whatever
it
is.
Let's not go there. Let's not go there.
Well, some of us are just blessed.
I guess. But
yes.
You really, sincerely, I've watched him do some of the speeches, and he can't put a sentence together and make it all fit. I feel sorry for him. I do. But that's true. He cannot put a sentence together.
Well, some might say that about us on the radio program.
Nah.
But no, I mean, I know he can't. And the scary thing is you can see it in his eyes.
Yeah, you can.
It's like he's grasping and there's nothing there. And it is, this is the president of the United States and he is being used. And that's sad. And I don't think he knows he's being used.
No, I don't imagine. But other countries probably laugh at us and thinking, what a sorry situation, you know?
Oh, I don't think they're laughing. I think they're gearing up to take advantage.
Well, that's true, too. But I have to be snickering behind their back thinking, we got him now. They can't even let the president put his ends together.
Yeah.
It's sad. It really is sad. I mean it beyond, just beyond him and sad for the whole country.
Sad for the whole country. And so it's going, the stimulus bill is headed to his desk. Everybody's cheering about it. And, you know, and that's how they promoted it as, you know, it's all for the, people. But we got to quit talking. We got to make sure we bring Wendy on for the program. It's her, her program today for the first segment. I don't know if we have her yet, Todd. So, okay.
He's working
on
it. So
Wendy should be here shortly, but I just wanted to give the market update and why that was such a strong turnaround in the pricing today. So,
well, how was given the House Representative a $25 million pay raise, given the Smithsonian employees pay raises, and other and many, many things I could mention, why is that? How did that benefit the people? I mean, our first article in a little bit, we'll share in a minute, is people in unemployment having a hard time making it. Did the House Representatives actually need a pay raise? Were they not living pretty good before this?
Oh, they do. I think we have Wendy now.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Wendy.
Hello,
how
Wendy.
Are you today?
I'm all right.
I want to welcome you to the program, the listeners. We have Wendy Wilson from Apothecary Herbs joining us, as she does each and every Wednesday. And what do we have to talk about today, Wendy?
Oh, yes. I thought we'd talk about what do you think could happen by refusing care? What may you expect? Because that's some of the questions people have been asking lately. And we see a shift here in some of the rules regarding that. So people have been, you know, asking if they're, like, taken to the hospital for treatment, but they don't have COVID, will they be required to take the vaccine? And I would expect that, you know, the hospital policies are going to be different from state to state right now. But however, with COVID, anything seems to be possible. So I personally am aware of a 56-year-old man who suffered from alcoholism and cancer and then was taken to his nearby hospital when he developed pneumonia. And he was then released from the hospital, but he was released to go home. But he died within 22 days. And that seems to be that time lag that people are talking about. After getting the COVID vaccine, there's this death lag of 22 days. So his family isn't sure if he was given the vaccine while he was at the hospital. And some hospital policies are they don't have to share that type of information at all.
Oh, my.
So we're going to take a look at and see what we can uncover with regards to refusing care while you're admitted at the hospital. You know, especially when, you know, people are frustrated, families are frustrated, they can't get information. There are some new rules. Some hospitals have enacted what is called refusal of care rules. And now these rules are not new. According to Guttmacher Institute, many hospitals and clinics started to adopt refusal of care rules back in 2019. Now, of course, the hospitals did have some help from the Department of Health and Human Services on the rules. So what are the rules? Well, like in most cases, vaguely defined rules can be interpreted any which way you'd like. And interestingly, these rules seem to be a collection of pre-existing federal law. So no surprise here, the rules give unprecedented power and authority to those running healthcare. An example is if you refuse treatment that can be provided to you, the health care professionals can refuse you any further care, can refuse you information, and even referrals. So therefore, if you were, let's say, in the hospital for a standard medical procedure, but you refused a COVID vaccine, if the doctor recommended it to you, you may run the risk of being cut off from your healthcare provider. So I think it's going to be, you know, kind of hospital to hospital to see who's going to implement these things. And here's what I suspected, because I suspected for a while. I thought that the powers that be would work the medical tyranny through American employers and using employers, their wellness healthcare plans, to help enforce compliance. That's where I thought the Achilles heel would be. So here now is what I found coming from the Department of Health Care and Services, some guidelines for healthcare on refusal of care rules. One, employers are to be empowered to deny employees and their dependents coverage for certain medical treatments or procedures, to include but not limited to abortions and contraceptives. Such plans consider plan sponsors as healthcare entities with refusal rights. Okay. Also, healthcare providers may deny patients information, such as information on consent, due to rules expanding the definitions of terms, where the Department of Health and Human Services considers providers to have no obligation to inform patients, especially with regard to options healthcare doesn't offer. So they're not obligated to give you any information. I thought that was interesting. Also, pharmacists and pharmacies may refuse to fill your prescriptions that they determine necessary because they are classified as a healthcare entity. So they have powers as well. So now there's this spin on these federal rules, and a lot of them are spinning it to say that it was put into place to discriminate against certain minorities and people of moral or religious grounds. But that is the problem with the ambiguously wording of a lot of these rules and these laws, where you can interpret it. It's so broad that you could interpret the rule. It could apply to any situation. So some of the courts actually now, I've heard, overturned the Department of Homeland Health and Human Services rules, but they haven't replaced them yet with the new rules. So the power healthcare has over the people is getting pretty extensive. And this is why countries want control of healthcare. Controlling who gets medical care or who gets cut off from medical care actually controls a lot. Here's what it can control. A third of the economy, that's what healthcare controls. It also controls the elderly segment of the populations that are benefiting from social services. It controls who gets life insurance. Now, there is an issuance now. Life insurance companies are not paying out on COVID deaths. Did you hear about that?
No, especially, I haven't.
Let me clarify. Yeah. They're not paying out on COVID deaths if you got the COVID vaccine, because they classified the vaccine as experimental.
That's true. I did read that. Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. And they're also saying if you took the vaccine or you were testing positive for COVID, the life insurance companies are putting your application on hold.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So also what controlling healthcare also, it can controls in the near future travel. They're talking about, you know, certain passports, also possible banking, as well as possible voting, as well as possible employment and education and career opportunities. So that's what healthcare is going to be controlling. In a nutshell, so the healthcare sector kind of has become pretty massive and powerful, and it's an industry, you know, that's hard to defend against. So without people pushing back against these things that are offensive, no one will have a voice as in this system with regard to this evolutionary society-driven mandate. So rules to measure a person's value in society is going to, if we allow it, is going to dictate not only the level of care, but also, you know, the career you're allowed to have, your standard of living. So this is what's going on in China with, you know, the social score. Okay. What this is bigger than we think, because the social score over there replaced credit scores. So social scores will measure your value level in society, like your contribution to society.
Just like China?
Yeah. So as you get older, yeah. If America's going to adopt this kind of nonsense, as you get older, you know, your productivity drops and your social score is going to plummet, because you're not giving back to society. You're actually draining society because of your care and everything. So, and if you've listened to me, I've been on the show, Melanie, we've talked about them changing euthanasia laws.
Yes.
Okay. So when you get to a level of expense, they're going to probably just cut you off, you know?
Absolutely.
So this is the problem, because, you know, in the 90s, you know, I worked in healthcare, and people had a lot of rights. I mean, you had a right to a copy of your medical record, and the hospital or the clinic had to copy it for you, and they could charge you a nominal copy fee, which was like $10. Now today, they don't have to give you any information.
Wow.
Which is shocking. It's really shocking. So we've got this erosion of rights, patient rights, basically, is what you have. So, hello, Ruby. I hear Ruby back there.
She sees the geese. I don't know.
Oh. Well, it sounds like my two puppies. They were going ballistic over landscapers this morning, and I was talking on the phone, and oh, my Lord. Personally, you know, I look to God's herbs for medicinal answers to health problems. Now, I think healthcare does have its place in trauma care, you know, to stabilize somebody, but just managing symptoms of disease is not my idea of care. So herbs are kind of, if you look at them, they're tightly packed with nutrition the body is needing to heal itself, to detox and heal itself. So the world can't patent God's medicine. They just can't do that. So if they want to give us a call at Apothecary Herbs, we have a free catalog. And they can also download the catalog if they request it online. And, you know, see what you can do with, you know, metabolic strengthening herbs, herbs that detox you, herbs that support immune system. There's a lot you can do, and it's very empowering. We're also coming up to spring. Can you guys believe it?
Yes, we can.
Spring. it's 70 degrees, blue, sunny day. It's amazing. So we're going to be having a spring sale coming up around the 20th. So wanted to mention that. And I know people wait for the sales. But give us a call at Apothecary Herbs if you need a catalog at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Of course, if you're out of the United States, 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972, and thepowerherbs.com is the web address if you want to visit us online. It's a beautiful day.
In the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? This healthcare industry and what you talked about today, I mean, this really is the sleeping, because people don't pay much attention to it. It is the one thing that is sort of... you know, we're distracted by so many other things, and yet this is what's going to control our lives, everybody's lives. And
well, they're making it that way. You know, if you
absolutely,
need
absolutely, but we allow it.
Right. Well, if you need a medical passport to travel, that's a problem. You know,
sure is. 866-229-3663. Give her a call. We'll be right back after these messages.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. You know, Butch, I mean, we've been talking about this, you know, from day one. I mean, you know, way back, you know, well, really, ever since they created the HMOs and the PPOs and, Obamacare and, you know, we know exactly, but it's, when you hear it, you know, how much it controls a third of the economy, and we get so distracted by everything else. Look, well, look how we've been distracted in the past 30 years. And, you know, they just nibble, they just take it and they just sculpt away at things quietly. And here we are today, and we know with the Democrats in charge, we know that, you know, healthcare is their baby, and we have a president who, personally, what I believe, is not capable of making decisions, and they're just going to run right over him. I saw where Merrick Garland, I mean, I'm thinking, why is he there? He is the attorney general. I guess he was confirmed. And Butch, I mean, they sure wanted him in the as a Supreme Court justice. I guess they'll take an attorney general, but he's in there, and he's important.
Yeah.
To the elite, and don't know what he did to earn the stripes, but we'll have to read a little bit more about them. But
well, you know, Melody, for 40 years now, we've slaughtered innocent children in the womb. And I said this many, many, many years ago. I said, if we would let them do this to children, what would they do to the older people when they become useless eaters?
Sure.
I mean, I see this coming 40 years ago, but everybody laughed at me. Yep. But I said, it's going to come today. They're going to take out old people, and maybe not just euthanize them, but not take care of them. Let them die.
Just let them die. But they'll euthanize us anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, in some cultures, you know, you have the elderly that, you know, they're are looked at as being wise, that you can learn.
That's what the Bible says.
Our society is, what do you know? You don't know anything. You're old. You're useless. So I'm not going to pay any attention to you. And
we were taught to call people Mr. and Mrs. or aunt, or uncle or aunt. I mean that's what we were taught. You don't just call them by the first names. You call them Mr. and Mrs. or sir or ma'am. I taught my boys the same thing. That's respect. And that's what we were taught. But that's been a long time ago, Melody. That's kind of died off.
Absolutely. And it's all these signs how we slowly have come to where we are today. So what do you think tomorrow is going to be?
I know that you probably hear the program tonight, but I have Jonathan, actually it's a pre-recorded program. I had Jonathan Alexander on with Liberty Council yesterday for half an hour, be on the night, talking about the Equality Act. Now, Melody, this is, if this passes, it's going to change our life.
And you know
it
will.
Oh, if it goes through the Senate, it's about over. You know, he told me last night, if we have Bible study in my producer's home, that's where he makes all the video DVDs. It's private property. But if a homosexual or transgender wants to come in and be fully dressed in whatever they want to dress, and they want to come in and more or less take over the service, lawfully you can't do a thing about it. If you have a gathering in your home of a couple families who want to come to Bible study, even though it's a private home, they weren't invited. If they know about it, they can come. If you have a baptism in your pond in your backyard, they can come. No sanctity of private property left whatsoever. Christian schools have to hire them. Churches will have to hire them if the job is opening and they want one. This is what's in the Equality Act. This is going to cause a lot of trouble for a lot of people. And if the church is having a backbone, we're going to see a lot of feedback, a lot of kickback. Whether they're going to do it or not, I have no idea as far as kicking back. But a lot of churches will fall right in line, I'm sure. But it is true that this, if it passes the Senate, this is some of the things you're going to face. And Jonathan Alexander with the Liberty Council, I said, Jonathan, you're going to have to hire some more lawyers. And he said, we're gearing up for it right now. This is what we're facing. This is not the America I grew up in. Not even close.
No, this, absolutely not. Not even close. And but this is, it's, you know what's sad? It's an evolution of a country, but yet there wasn't enough. There was no support. There was no balance. People got bought off, paid off, corruption. You know, it's. But everybody knows the story. That's listening.
Well, you mentioned evolution. The evolution of the country. I'll read to you what Alexander Tyler wrote: a bird's eye view of the evolution of nations, from bondage to spiritual faith.
Yep.
From spiritual faith to great courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, and that's when that's when the problem starts. From abundance to selfishness, from selfishness to complacency, from complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependency, from dependency back to bondage.
Yes.
There you go.
I think we're at the end, are we not?
Oh, we are.
Aren't we at the bondage point?
We truly are.
We really are.
Had John Whitehead on. He'll be on the second half of tonight's program with the Relief Institute talking about what's already going on in the country. Do you know that they actually put out 80,000 SWAT team calls in America today every year? 80,000 a year. They shoot dogs. They shot millions of people with the SWAT teams. This is America today. Just thought I'd share that with you.
Okay, yeah.
It's like your puppy's excited.
Yeah, I know. Usually for the program, she loves to sleep in her crate, but I didn't get her into her crate. And, you know, so every noise she hears, she must be watching something out the window. I don't know. I'll try to contain her during the next break.
Throw her a nerve peel. But anyway.
Throw her my shoe, you mean?
Well, she'll probably like that, too.
Yes. Well, she knows I always miss.
Oh, my.
So, anyway. So, we were talking about Congress approves the sixth COVID bailout. We had the... I mean, I don't know what else to say on that. I mean, it's not going to stop. I did have something I wanted to share. If I can find it here real quick. it's there's more coming. It was basically what Pelosi had said, but I mean, it was just last year at this time it was $23.6 trillion. So
yes,
we piled up $5 trillion in additional debt in the last 12 months. And there was an interview yesterday with Nancy Pelosi, and she stated the following. This is the Biden American Rescue Plan. It will be followed by the Recovery Plan. And when asked if that would be the first stimulus plan, she responded, "You're just going to have to ask the virus. We will see where we are in the fall. It is not anything anybody can predict. It is just a question of the science." So she's already telling us that there's going to be another stimulus program. after today. And she even opened left the door open for all the additional stimulus programs for the future. It's just stunning.
It's almost like they want us to go under.
Well,
it's almost like they want us to.
Yeah. Well, this is the only thing that they can do. And so you're talking about, what, another $5 trillion in the next year or so? After we already have all the problems? I mean, supposedly we've been in a recession since February of last year. So, I mean, it's just incredible. And if people can't see the writing on the, forget the record stock market pricing. I can't blame you that you want to keep your funds in there. But we've got bigger problems than that. And they're not going to allow you to walk away with it. Remember, we're all useless eaters at a certain point. Doesn't matter how much money you have. They're going to take it. It's that simple. So it's just, the numbers are just staggering, Butch.
I know. Most people don't know, and a lot of them don't care, but even the ones who do see it, the numbers are so big they're hard to comprehend. How do you wrap your head around that? Huh? You know, how do you do it? And we're not the only nation in the world that's done this, obviously, going in debt. But again, it's what you said many times, there's no way out of it. We'll never get it paid.
It's impossible. Not.
You'll never get paid. They'll keep on doing this because they have nothing else to do. It's all they can do until the whole thing blows up in our face. And it's going to happen. And there's a good chance it could happen in my lifetime. And I'm getting up in years a little bit. A good chance it could happen any time. It's happened to many countries besides the U.S. And I guess we were one of the strongest at one time economies in the world. We were the most blessed country in the world for a long time, that's for sure. But now it's coming home to roost here. As I said, we went from liberty to abundance. Now we're going back into apathy again, into selfishness, and back into bondage. We see that. Anytime you depend upon man, government, to take care of you, you're in bondage. Because whoever feeds you will call him your Lord. Not Lord like in Christ, but landlord. They can tell you what to do. They can tell you that you have to get your shots, you have to wear a helmet, you got to wear a seatbelt. We call it, if you don't do this, we won't give you a check. We won't send you money. Folks, that is ownership. It's like cattle. I raised a few head of cattle, and boy, they are treated so good, Melody. I mean, they are treated good. They don't know that they're going to the slaughterhouse about October. They're happy to get
the problem is government's not going to treat us that good.
No, they're not. No, eventually it's going to come to an end. But I was, you know, talking about the money going to the House of Representatives and other places for pay raises. And this article here from Reuters says 1 in 3 Americans on unemployment benefits struggle to pay for food and housing. How is this in the 18 million households now on unemployment according to this article? And they can't hardly afford to buy food and rent or mortgage or car payments or medical expenses or student loans. They can't really afford to pay for them. Yet they give the House a representative a $25 million pay raise. How does that fit in to help the people?
It's just, and I mean, we've been talking about this for how long?
Oh my
God! But you know what? It's very troubling.
It is troubling, and it makes me angry to see this. See this broke down, $2 trillion broke down, and a smidgen goes to help the people, and billions go. Well, actually, over a trillion went to other people, and pay raises for people that we don't even really know about. But the House, the representatives certainly do not need a pay raise. If anything, they need a pay cut.
Agreed.
Yeah. So, but the stimulus will probably be signed. Who knows? Any day now. And while they're talking, we should get the checks in the mail in a matter of days. Some of the people. So, that you know, they're going to send another round of checks, one-time checks to millions of families, of $1,400 a piece. And so, I don't know, Melody. They're going to add child tax support to that. How far can they go? How far will they go before the whole bottom falls out? Republican Senator, the name of Senator Rick Scott, Florida, said Tuesday he's worried that interest rates and inflation will rise as a result of greater government borrowing once President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus package becomes law. He said there's a day of reckoning here. You just can't raise debt, Scott said on Bloomberg's TV Balance of Power program. They don't want to talk about how they're going to pay for it, and now they're going to want to do another do an infrastructure bill, he said, the Democrats. So all they know is how to spend. He said, if we have high inflation, the poor families, those fixed on fixed income, see food prices go up. He said, oh, by the way, gas prices are already up because of Biden's administration. They don't want to talk about that either. And I just talked to a friend Dakin down by the day to visit a while. Where he lives, Kroger's, he said he's noticing food prices going up, but they laid off some workers. They laid people off in Kroger's. So, I don't know. This comes back to bite us in the long run. This will cause inflation. And what that means is the $1,400 that you got will be worth nothing, basically, in a year or so or less, when the prices go up to the point we can't cover the inflation. Oh, I wish you'd fix this mess.
I wonder how long it's going to take the Democrats to realize that, or they start feeling a little bit of remorse because they've voted in this person. And seeing the things that are happening and are going to happen. Will they even see it? Or now that he got in, they can turn off the news and not worry about anything. Oh, they turned in the news every day when President Trump was there just so they could criticize him and say how terrible he was. Once they got their man in, they probably turned off the set and just decided to, you know, go do something that they don't have to worry about it anymore. They don't have to pay attention anymore.
Well, the same thing we'll call them a conservative deal with Trump. They used to say, well, okay, yep, we got a man in, let's go do something else.
Yep.
Same thing. And Trump can do anything wrong to some people. He could not do anything wrong. And I guarantee you, some people say Biden can't do anything wrong. He can't put a sentence together, but he's always right.
Yep.
So, any comments?
No, I don't have any comments on that, but that's just exactly what gets us in this boat. And that boat is sinking.
Well, politics has become a religion. Not just a train of thought, but a religion to some people. And if their man's in, they got it made. It's a religion. They don't need to do anything else to get their man in and sit back, and that's it. And it's break time.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And we're back, and you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Here's some good news real quick. Texas lawmakers are going to rule on a $16 billion blackout pricing. The financial crisis that threatened the Texas power market is in the hands of lawmakers. Of Governor Greg Abbott asked them to rule on rescinding $16 billion in overcharges.
Great.
Republican governor ordered legislators to debate whether state regulators should direct the region's grid operator to retroactively adjust prices to correct the overcharges highlighted by the Independent Monitor. And I see, I told you they would do something. I'm not going to make those people pay
Who's going to pay that? Who's going to pay the difference? I mean, the cost did go up. Who's going to end up paying that?
Well, you know what's interesting is they're looking to rescind on $16 billion. The state's power market faces a $2.5 billion shortfall, and at least two electric companies have filed bankruptcy. Correcting the $16 billion error will require an adjustment, but it is the right thing to do. Oh, they'll get tax credits or something. It will ultimately benefit customers. Most of the Texas Senate expressed support. 28 senators, including Republicans and Democrats, sent a letter to the Public Utility Commission of Texas asking the agency to order the state grid operators to correct the prices. Doesn't really say. So it's a big write-off.
Yeah, I guess it is. You know, but there's no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody's got to pay that somehow.
Well, sure.
You know, the taxpayer is going to end up eating in the long run. If they get tax credits, that means that the taxpayer end up eating it too. So, I don't know.
Well, the thing of it is they overcharged. So, they can charge for regular rates.
But didn't it cost them a whole lot more to produce electricity? Wasn't that the reason they the price went up a bunch, because they're trying to produce it and they couldn't produce it or something? Wasn't there something along that line that cost them more to get the power out there?
It didn't cost them that much more.
I don't know. I have no idea, but I just know. But there's no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody's going to pay it sooner or later. They always do.
I know. I said this before. When oil went, I can remember we were in Missouri, and for whatever reason, we had a major ice storm go through. We were out of power for, you know, 3-4 days. Oil price, gasoline prices skyrocketed. These gasoline stations tried to increase, you know, ridiculous pricing for their gas, and the state came down and said no, you know, roll those prices back. So yeah, it's a supply and demand, but yet you can't take advantage, or can you? I don't know if they took advantage, I just don't know.
I'm not even going to guess. I don't know, but it's, again, that money's, somebody must build, somebody's going to end up paying somehow. It's just like this article here from Reuters again. Yellen says Treasury.
Well, just real quick, when the power was knocked off, the Texas power generation offline, the state's grid operator set the price of electricity at $9,000 a megawatt hour maximum. That's the standard practice during an emergency. But the grid operator, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, left that price in place longer than necessary. That resulted in the massive overcharges. So,
well, then that's their fault.
That's their fault, exactly. So,
but you know, I was getting ready to show. Yellen said that The cities and states will get the $350 billion in aid they promised the local governments, state governments, from the stimulus bill. And it comes, you know, it's coming in to them. But again, there's always strings attached. This is not free money. And when the local governments take money from the federal government, that makes the federal government kind of like a caregiver. Again, they're boss. So it's hard to say no, Melody, when your city or state or county is strapped. The federal government dangles a carrot in front of you, going to grab it. There's a hook in it. But again, it's not free money. I don't want people to get the idea that this is free money. There's no such thing as free money. It may be worthless money, but it's not free. That one's backed by the taxpayers. You follow what I'm saying?
Of course.
So I don't know. I guess it's all. It's been going on for longer than you and I've been alive. The Fed's coming in and bailing people out, and hooking them into a system where they can do what you want to, because the people become dependent upon them.
Well, it's not. There is no such as free money, but money does grow on trees, though.
I like to get a crop of those trees, but but it's just amazing. And now that I'm reading, soaring home prices are starting to alarm policymakers. I mean, prices on homes are going through the roof, and the demand on homes is so strong that the average resident is on the market for is on the market for 3 weeks. Said people are getting priced out of the ability to own homes. You know, rising home prices and flat wages means that many families, especially families of color, why do you keep bringing? I have no idea. May never be able to afford the first home.
Yeah, I know it.
I mean, they can't afford the first home, and it's alarming policymakers. So, I don't know why the price of homes is going up so quickly. I don't know if the demand's that great or what's causing them to go up. I mean, it's the demand for existing homes is strong, but is it that strong? I don't know. How are they getting the money?
Rates were at record lows. You know,
that's true.
So it did push people into buying homes. And yeah, because the rates were so low, they probably purchased more home than maybe what they could afford because the rates were so low. So we're right back to the same problem that we always had. And as soon as there's some sort of, you know, people lose their jobs, which they did this past year. But I mean, building has been going on. Homes are just going left and right. They're off the market in hours. So there's plenty of buyers. Plus people haven't put their, a lot of people haven't put their homes up for sale because of COVID and everything. The timing was not right, so a lot of them didn't want to sell. So you have a shortage of homes, which pushes the prices higher.
So, wasn't there a hot market for homes back about 2008 or so? Was that not going the same way then?
Well, yeah, it was, exactly. History repeats.
And then all of a sudden the bottom fell out?
History repeats.
So, wow, that's amazing. And on the other side, if you want to go somewhere, dirt cheap flights on sale as COVID hit airlines take on rivals. If you're going to fly, this might be a good time to think about it. Dirt cheap fares are popping up from airlines brave enough to expand or start out amid the COVID crisis. They try to eke out sales and get a jump on competitors that have powered back operations. Airlines worldwide cut $1 billion of expenses a day last year to cope with the slump in passengers. That's given them some wiggle room to lower ticket prices. More broadly, cost savings are emerging for carriers as unwanted planes become available on the cheap. There you go, Melody. You buy yourself a plane really cheap. They're just sitting on the, you know, nobody's buying them. Thousands of laid off flight crew are also eager for work, allowing some airlines to go on hiring sprees. Ultra-cheap fares could help revive the market by luring back customers who've been reluctant to fly due to border restrictions and lengthy quarantines. Vaccine rollouts add to the bullishness. Even with air passenger travel in an unprecedented funk and a return to pre-crisis levels not expected before 2024. So maybe that is a bright side. If you want to travel, I guess right now would be a cheap time to do it, according to this article. So I don't know. Cheap planes are cheap. That's now we know you can afford one. Yeah, I'll go get you one.
All right. I'll visit you in West Virginia. I'll fly it to West Virginia. Well, yep. You know what? A customer of mine, her daughter, she pilots a charter. You know, she flies chartered flights, and she's down in Florida, and she's so busy. I mean. And she has to log so many hours before she can go, to fly commercial planes. But she actually, I mean, people are, I guess they just do have so much money that they actually flew somebody from Florida to go to Pennsylvania to get a vaccine shot.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
He chartered a plane to fly to Pennsylvania to get his vaccine because he couldn't get one in Florida. Yeah.
That's a little bit about my pay grade today there right now. Gee.
But it's just interesting to see what people will go to for this shot. And, you know, there is, at this point in time, lots of money. Lots of money out there.
I suppose so. That doesn't surprise me. This doesn't seem real people would do that. But I guess obviously it happened. And this next article, I want to ask you a question about. Entire staff of the Nevada Democratic Party quits after the Democratic Socialist slate won every seat. It's amazing. Democrats quit because Democrats won. The battle between insurgent progressives in Nevada and the Harry Reid machine began building in 2016. Not long after Judith Whitmire won her election on Saturday to become chair of the Nevada Democratic Party, she got an email from the party's executive director, Alana Mounts. The message from Mounts began with a note of congratulations before getting to her point. She was quitting. So was every other employee. And so were all the consultants. And the staff will be taking severance checks with them. Thank you very much. So these Democrats that come in become so liberal that the Democrats couldn't stay work for them.
Wow.
I mean,
I haven't heard that story.
Yeah, this is what the article said. It says, on March 6th, a coalition of progressive candidates backed by the local chapter of the Democratic Socialist of America. Now, folks, listen to that. Democratic Socialist America, and all Democrats have been socialists, not as hardline as they are now, but for years, of America took over the leadership of the Nevada Democratic Party, sweeping all five party leadership positions in a contested election that evening. Whitmer, who had been chair of the Clark County Democratic Party, was elected chair. The establishment had prepared for the loss, having recently moved $450,000 out of party coffers and into Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee accounts. So the people moved the money out so they could take severance checks, and they quit.
Well,
there you go. Now, when it gets bad that you quit your own side, that's pretty bad, Melody.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
I know I'm laughing. It really isn't funny, but it is funny.
I don't even know what to say to that. laugh along with you.
Well, I mean, what else can you do? I mean, you sit back and look at this and think it's gotten so bad that Democrats can't stand themselves.
Yeah. Wow.
And even the so-called conservative Democrats today, 50 years ago, would be considered very liberal. You know that.
I do.
And that's a fact.
I do. Yeah.
And speaking of out west, California recall threat puts pressure on Newsom's speech. But Newsom's going to make a speech here. The most important speech of his life, he said, of his political life. Tuesday, and he spent weeks laying the groundwork for an upbeat address and aimed at nearly 40 million people exhausted by a year of coronavirus restrictions. Newsom's popularity has fallen significantly after reaching record highs at the start of the pandemic. He's likely to face a recall election later this year, driven by critics of his stewardship during the crisis. That makes Tuesday's state of the state a critical step for keeping voters on his side. So Newsom's facing some pressure. And that's, by the way, folks, that's Pelosi's nephew. In case you wouldn't know that.
You know, it was funny. I saw him giving his little speech today. And, you know, he really tried to be upbeat, optimistic, saying he made some mistakes. But his delivery, you could tell how, he didn't do a very good job. So, I think they got the 2 million signatures, so good for them.
Well, we'll see.
Get them out of there.
Cuomo's under pressure too. Cuomo's under pressure to resign. You know that too.
I do.
So a lot of playhouses falling apart, and that's just the way it is.
Not enough, but it's a start.
Venezuela issues million Bolivar bill worth 50 cents. As hyperinflation rages, but that can't happen here. Venezuela's currency has lost 99.999% of its value during the 6 years of hyperinflation. Folks, it's going to happen here. Now, half a million bolivars is worth 50 cents of the American dollar. That makes us sound like we're worth something. But I promise this, if we don't turn around, you're going to have a million dollar bill that's going to be worth nothing. 50 cents, Melody, with a million Bolivar bill, you get it's worth 50 cents in America today. Isn't that sad?
Which, that can't happen here.
No, it can't happen here, of course
not. It won't happen here.
Now, I'm going to save this next article to Friday. We'll have time to give it. 9 signs that chess pieces are being moved into place for a major war in the Middle East. And I believe this is pretty much right on. This is by Michael Snyder. I'll share this maybe Friday because it's looking like we're going heading out to war in many places. The Middle
Absolutely.
East and even the Far East.
Absolutely, no doubt about it. There's too many things that are going on. And this, you know, these people who are in positions, they like war. So we'll see.
Giant food supermarkets are going to start listing their shelves. It's going to be on their products because they're going to say these are black owned or Hispanic owned or LGBT owned. Right underneath the product, it'll tell you who made it. What group people made it? Hispanic? Yeah. Giant food supermarkets have begun labeling products on the shelves as black owned, Hispanic owned, LGBT owned, and so on.
Anything for white?
I don't see that. I looked at the picture. When the white's on there. So there you go.
So there you go. We're out of time. We'll be back tomorrow. So be safe and God bless.
I work all night. I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.